You've got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Heidely ho, in the parlance of Ned Flanders. Welcome to another edition of the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason, and let's get started with a question about someone a lot of people have been talking about lately, Chad Kelly. This is from Carl Curtis. What does Chad Kelly need to show in OTAs to have a chance in the backup quarterback competition? Well, first of all, obviously he needs to play well, but show also that he has command of the offense. Chad Kelly, of course, was around for the last year, even though he wasn't practicing, so he was able to learn the scheme and get up to speed. Now, the scheme has been tweaked in the last few months, as players like D'Angelo Henderson have mentioned. It's a bit simpler than it was last year, which certainly could help Kelly, but still, he's got to be able to run the scheme, know the scheme, not have hiccups there, play within himself, make some plays downfield, show short to intermediate accuracy, and then, of course, the other thing that has an impact on Chad Kelly is Paxton Lynch. If Paxton Lynch is better than he was the last couple of years, even if Chad Kelly does well, it might be tough for him to get the number two role. But if Lynch is having some ups and downs, there could be an opening for Chad Kelly to step in and be the number two. The competition, it's not going to be decided OTAs, but it gives a good chance for both Chad Kelly and Paxton Lynch to make an impression and set themselves up in the right spot for where they're ready for training camp. Second question, this one from Dakari Watson. Why haven't we heard anything about DeMarcus Walker and his development coming into year two? Well, I mean, there have been bits and pieces coming out about DeMarcus Walker, but the bottom line is right now you're looking at him as a rotational guy, not necessarily as a starter. So there are other things that are bigger topics as far as the Broncos and their chances for success in 2018 than DeMarcus Walker. Can he be effective in a pass rush role? Certainly. He's putting on the weight. He's back to working on the defensive line. He won't be an outside linebacker like he was last year. I think that's going to help him, certainly, this year, the fact that he can focus on one spot that is a more natural spot for him than working as a stand-up lineman or a stand-up pass rusher on the edge. The thing with DeMarcus Walker, you look back at his Florida State tape, and most of his success came because he was quicker and faster and lighter than the guards he was facing on the interior. So he was able to take advantage of those mismatches that he had a physical advantage in terms of speed and quickness in, and was able to make some plays working inside and outside of the guards. Good sack numbers, good tackle for loss numbers as a result. If he can mimic that at the next level, then he's got a chance to be a good inside pass rusher. And, of course, we've seen the Broncos bolster the edge of Bradley Chubb. DeMarcus Walker working on the inside and sub packages could help the pass rush as well. Thanks for the questions. If you want to join us next week after the first week of OTAs, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Find me on Twitter at Mace Denver, and listen to me, Ryan Edwards, and Steve Atwater every Monday through Friday on Orange and Blue 760 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. Talk to you next week.